It was a place of outcry. That is, there was oppression, suffering, and cruelty going on there. It was a place of moral perversion that we read about in chapter 19. It was also a place that Ezekiel tells us. These are the words of Ezekiel. He says, Sodom was arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned, and did not help the poor and needy. In other words, they had too much pride, too much food, and too little concern for the rest of the world. That was Sodom. It's still the world we live in. It's still the world that is under God's judgment. It is still the reality of the Western world, and even as Pradeep was telling us, of places like Nepal, where there is so much corruption, oppression, and some of the places also that our brother Patrick was sharing with us. So that's the bad news. But this passage also has good news, because God had just had a meal with Abraham and Sarah. And Abraham was a model of that promise of God to bless the nations. That was God's mission, and God reminds himself of it here. This is the second time we've had it, and it comes five times in the book of Genesis, where God says, through you, through Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And so important is that promise of God that I like to call it the first Great Commission. We usually think of the Great Commission as the words of Jesus on the Mount of Ascension, go and make disciples of all nations. Yes, of course, that is a great mandate, a great commission to the church. But God said to Abraham, you go, be a blessing, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through you. So important is that promise that Paul calls it the gospel. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul says that the scriptures preached the gospel in advance to Abraham, saying, through you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And that's reality. God's been keeping that promise all down through the ages. So that today, just to mention a couple of the two great flows of nations coming from Abraham himself, on the one hand through Isaac, those of his descendants who are Jewish, through Ishmael, the Arabs, those who eventually embraced Islam. Among all those peoples, God has his people, those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, as Patrick was reminding us. And of course, from every other nation represented here in our flags and in so many other nations of the earth. So that's God's mission, that's God's agenda. And what this convention is about, Bangor Worldwide Missionary Convention, all through these 70-something years now, has been about obedience, not just to the Great Commission, but also to obedience to God's promise to Abraham and participating with God in keeping that promise and bringing people from all nations into the kingdom of God. So there's Sodom and Gomorrah as a model of our world of sin, oppression, and suffering. There's Abraham as the model of God's mission and God's promise. But there's also something in verse 19, which is the way of the Lord as a model for God's people. Look at it there. Can you see it? God says, I have chosen him, that is Abraham, so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord can bring about for Abraham what he promised him, which was blessing to all the nations. The way of the Lord, it's a marvelous expression in the Old Testament for what we would now call ethics or living as God's people. It means the way God walks, his character of justice, compassion, love, integrity, truthfulness. Those are the ways of the Lord. And God says, if you're going to walk in my way, you've got to follow those paths. Can you see the contrast that's there in these verses? There's the way of Sodom, the way of injustice, suffering, and cruelty. And God says, in a world that's going the way of Sodom, I want there to be a people who will walk in my way, be different from the world. And instead of oppression, injustice, suffering, and pride, and all the things that are true in Sodom, I want a people who are committed to righteousness and justice and integrity, a different kind of people in the world. Now, that's what we are called to be, a different people for God, for his mission. Because can you see, as we finish, the logic of verse 19? God says, I have chosen him. That's election. That's God's calling, God's choice of a people. The people descended from Abraham, which includes us. If we're in Christ, we're in Abraham, says Paul. And the other end of the verse, so that I can keep my promise. That's God's mission. So the verse has election at one end and mission at the other. And what's in the middle? In the middle is living, walking in the way of the Lord, doing righteousness and justice. God says, if I'm going to have my end in view, bringing about the blessing of the nations, that's why I called Abraham in the first place, but they have to be a people who will live in my ways in order to fulfill my promise. That's what's at stake every day you go out into the world of work. You see, some Christians are very keen on election. The great doctrine of election. We are the people of God. And they've turned the doctrine of election into an arithmetic of salvation. That election means the number of people get saved. God says, I've chosen Abraham, not just for his benefit, but so that the world can be saved. Election is a missional doctrine. Brings us the mission of God. And some people are so concerned about mission, the agenda of evangelization, that they aren't concerned about ethics, about how we live, about righteousness and justice, and issues in the world that need to be addressed. But there's no biblical mission without biblical ethics. That's what's at stake as we go out into the world day by day, is God has called us. God has chosen us to be his people. God wants to bring blessing to the nations. But in the meantime, in the middle, what kind of people are we going to be? Will we be committed to these issues of integrity, honesty, justice, including public justice, including the kind of things that Patrick has just been encouraging us to be involved in, being advocates for the poor, for the needy, for the oppressed, especially among our Christian sisters and brothers around the world? Is that the kind of people we will be? The kind of people whom God has called in order that we can live in God's way in order to fulfill God's mission. Genesis 18, verse 19, perhaps a surprising missionary verse, but something to challenge us as we come to the end of this evening. Thank you. Back to you.